as we heard earlier in the programme, an astronomical event is happening this morning which hasn't happened before in your lifetime. Very, very rare. So rare indeed that we're going to focus on it once more, because Venus is passing directly between the Earth and the Sun. The last time it happened was more than a century ago. We spoke to Sir Patrick Moore earlier this morning, and even he couldn't remember the last time it happened. Professional and amateur astronomers around the country are surveying the skies this morning. James Appleton, a member of the Orwell Astronomical Society in Ipswich, is on the line to us now. James, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Where exactly are you today?
I'm at the Orwell Park Observatory at Orwell Park School in Naxton.
And you've been there, what, since the early hours this morning, have you?
That's right. We opened up this morning at 6 a.m. and we've been observing the transit of Venus since then, and we'll continue observing until about 12:30 when the event finishes.
How excited are you at what you're seeing?
Well, it's been very exciting for us. This has been a very long-awaited phenomenon in the astronomical community. The last transit of Venus took place in 1882. Nobody who is alive now has seen one. So it's been very exciting for us. This is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And the members of our society have done a lot of work in recent weeks to prepare for this event. And we've all been very excited. Fortunately, we've had very good weather, so we've made some very interesting observations today, and it's been very enjoyable and exciting.
How are you watching it? Because there has been a lot of fear and worry that people will look up with the wrong sort of glasses and do damage to their eyes. So how are you viewing it?
Yes, it's very important never to look at the sun through a telescope directly. So what we are doing is we're using the lovely old Victorian astronomical telescope down at this observatory. It's a very large instrument, about 4 meters long. And we're using that to project an image of the sun onto a projection screen. And that gives us an image about 0.5 meter in diameter. And we can watch a black dot, the silhouette of Venus, traversing across that image as the planet moves across the sun in the sky. And by observing that way, we can do so safely. We've been able to watch the image on the projection screen and take photographs and videos to work out the timings as the planet traverses the sun's disk.
Obviously, a lot of people will be keen to catch a look today. We must stress that you've got to have the appropriate glasses and the appropriate equipment to do this. And one of the best ways, as you said, is to project that image. It's a similar scenario to the eclipse, isn't it?
That's right, yes. If you have appropriate glasses, Mylar glasses for eclipse viewing, they would also be safe. And it is possible, using such glasses, to see Venus against the sun with the naked eye. But I do stress you must use appropriate glasses or other equipment to do so safely.
James, lovely to talk to you this morning. Continue to look at that safely for another couple of hours or so today. James Appleton at the Orwell Park Observatory at Naxton this morning, looking at the transit of Venus.